Well, I mean, she when she was a puppy, she used it, and then now sometimes she'll just crawl in and lay in it on her own. But I never,
yeah, they like that. Right?
I never put her in it.
Even when she's eating your carpet.
She ate your carpet now?
I mean, she does want it. Yeah, that was long. That was that was when I first got her.
It was like 2 months ago.
It was April.
It was not April.
There's a timestamp on it. I don't have my phone.
It was not
on me.
April. You guys. I'll go through your stupid tweet. Didn't you?
It's Instagram. It was on Instagram. I don't think I tweeted it.
I think you tweeted.
Did you see Bill Murray's shirt? I mean, this was a while ago, but it said, "I ain't afraid no goat."
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's perfect.
Yeah.
I ain't afraid no goat.
I ain't afraid no goat.
Are you looking it up, Jason? You're on my Insta?
No, I'm not on Insta.
Ugh. No one's on Insta.
No one is?
You know what makes me mad about this baseball playoffs? They're not on like a real channel. They're on Fox.
Yeah,
Sports
I don't know
One.
why they don't have this. I've said the World Series will be, but I thought, okay, maybe the initial series, the divisionals, but not the ALCS and the NL. I just don't. The conference series, I don't get it.
It makes me mad.
All right, let's
discrimination.
See.
I don't know anything about it.
Oh, here we go. June 20th. Here's a picture of her little shit in the hole that she...
Did she eat it, or just tear it up?
Just tore it up. I got a big pile of it.
That's
kind of
lame, thin carpet anyway.
Oh, it's the worst. Yeah.
It's apartment.
I looked inside my neighbor's apartment the other day. He opened the door and we were talking, and I took a peek in. His carpet, it's nice and plush and soft. He's got brand new carpet in there.
Does he live alone?
No, he's got his wife.
Why don't you suck up to your little maintenance guy, who's your buddy?
No, he's the worst.
And have him go, hey, what's going on here?
Because whenever I asked him about that hole, he goes, oh, you're going to have to replace the entire carpet in the entire apartment. Sorry. And I was like, what? I just hooked you up. I just gave you that.
And then there's May 25th, Nora Jones.
Yeah.
Remember this, Jess?
Aw, poor thing.
With her cone.
But yeah,
it's Mr. McGee.
We need an intro. Yeah, we need horns.
No.
What do they call that? There's a word for that.
The king is here on your knees, peasant.
I like a fenestra is what I want to say.
I like it.
That's not right.
Fenestra sounds...
It's totally a made-up word.
Is that a sleep medication?
Fenestra.
Sleep at night with fenestra.
A trumpet gliss. What is that called? Gliss is not a... A gliss is a...
that was an intense sound.
I was looking up King's themes, but nothing's really coming up.
Not getting it, Harry.
Rubble Kings? You ever heard of the Rubble Kings?
I've heard of the L.A. Kings.
Heard of the Kings of Leon.
They got a new album out.
I don't have a King reference.
When did they have a new album? It might have been literally last week.
Last week, yeah.
Huh.
It looks like
My phone's in the other room.
Good.
Good. Then we're all just going to stare at ours while you don't do anything.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, that's enough. Thank you.
Oh, my God. It's Mr. McGee. I saw his face.
Jeez.
Wow, that's really, exactly what I wanted.
It's really them, too.
What was that called?
Trumpet Fanfare.
Okay. All right.
It seems
the Royal Brass.
Appropriately named.
Yeah. So we're celebrating our king, Mr. Charles McGee.
It's Thursday. It's rainy. Temperatures are...
It's cold.
I think we had our last nice day.
Do you guys think you could live somewhere where it's like sunny and 72 all the time? Without seasons, I guess.
I enjoy the seasons. I could definitely live somewhere. I feel like I need to go to a beach once a season.
Otherwise, you put it this way, four times a year.
Yes.
Okay. How about this? How about two
you
times?
You need to reset.
I know.
How about every season?
Two times a year, you just go in the backyard.
You don't want to do that.
Well, that's sunny in the backyard two times a year.
No, I need like the sand and I need the smell and I need to not be at home.
How about the sound?
I love the sound.
Yeah.
It's a good sound.
You know, and I only lived in San Diego for 6 months, but there was something really cool when you got off the plane and it was sunny and you could smell the salt water when you, you know, walking through the airport.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good smell.
That's a good smell.
Do they have saltwater candles?
I don't know. You candle freak.
God. I am a candle freak, aren't I?
It does. It does smell like a florist in here. That's a really good flowery candle.
I don't think you want a saltwater, but they have probably an ocean
beach.
Yeah, sand.
Remember when Kramer? The cologne smelled like the beach.
That's right.
The beach.
My dad didn't wear cologne. He wore copper tone sunscreen all the time, year round.
He just lathered himself like a few spots or
no, he used it as a moisturizer.
So that was his then became.
But it's
his
also
scent.
Wise because way back then he was, you know, wearing moisturizer before they told you to wear moisturizer every day. Sunscreen every day.
Somewhere next week,
yeah,
your father's going to be at work and he's going to say this to one of his coworkers. She said, "What?"
Hey, well, then if we're doing that, I'll also tell you he wears secret deodorant.
Strong enough for a man, but made for a woman?
Yeah.
So
he doesn't anymore.
I'm not saying this in a derogatory way, but
no.
is he similar? Is other people of his era, did they do that a lot? And is this the reason why they would call it, say, a greasy Italian?
Oh, I don't know.
Holy moly.
He did.
Jesus.
No.
Holy shit. That took a big jump.
No.
No.
Because when you're lathering up with copper tone, you're probably a little
we
greasy.
We just got over Jew Dog. Yeah, like, and
Jew
now,
Dog's looking pretty good.
I said it once, and you keep bringing
it
up.
Yeah, you just saying.
Captain
you won't let it die.
No. Captain he. I don't know. I was going to say something really awful.
Captain Dickhead.
No. If my dad was greasy, it was probably because of the Grecian formula he puts in his hair. That's why they say it.
It's the hair, not the moisturizer, copper tone.
Very,
so.
Very, very, very curly.
I saw an incredible documentary yesterday afternoon called Phi Slamma Jamma. Mm-hmm. And if you're a certain age, not a certain age, but if you're aware of college basketball, there was Houston Cougars. It was Hakeem Olajuwon, Clyde Drexler, Benny Anders, I forget Michal's first name, but these guys, they brought dunking back. I mean, they'd have 13, 15 dunks a game, and they just blew everybody off the court until they played North Carolina State, and North Carolina State won the championship. And that was the Jim Valvano game where he's running around on the court trying to find somebody to hug. Anyway.
I've seen that.
But Benny Anders, one of the guys who played on Houston, had Jerry Curls, and they were kidding him. And it turns out part of the documentary was they're looking for Benny, and they were afraid of the worst that he, you know, had somehow died between the championship. They finally found him, though, and he was fine, but he still had a little bit of Jerry Curl in his hair.
Oh, actually. Really?
Yeah. So, I don't know.
That's probably one of the best scenes in Coming to America, when they get up off the couch.
the grease spot.
Yeah.
What does that accomplish? I mean, is it defined
your curls? It defines so that your hair doesn't get frizzy if it's humid. It defines, you're basically weighing your hair down so that it doesn't.
I've never been a really big product guy on my hair, you know, ever.
Sure. That's okay.
Have you ever put product in?
Yeah, I do every day. Yeah, I put a little gel in or whatever. I think it's gel. I don't know.
No.
I think, I can't remember what it's called, but yeah. I look weird. Mine frizzes a little bit if I don't do anything. I used to dry my hair every day.
Really?
Yeah.
Blow dry?
Yeah. Mm. Weird when
no,
I think back
at it. No, he hang his head out the car window.
I've done that before.
I do that in the summer.
What product do you wear in your hair?
Pomade.
The Axe Messy. This is an Axe Clean look.
It's
right
pomade.
I say pomade.
I thought it was pomade.
It's French. Yeah.
There's one that will make your hair look kind of shiny, and there's one that makes it just not look.
This is the shiny. I'm all out of the messy. Yeah. I don't like this. There's one.
I like the matte.
I look greasy, Jason.
You do look greasy.
Speaking of, should we start?
Yeah, let's.
Are we going to start the show? Did I say
let's
start
the show?
Kings.
It's my favorite Kings song.
I had this album for 8 months. Until I found this song.
Yeah.
Really?
Holy shit, this is the best song of the album. Hi, welcome to the Chick McGee Show. I'm, and always will be, Chick McGee. That's Jason Hofsetz. That's Jess Hooker. That's Jeff Vibbert. What episode is this? 37? 37.
The Kings episode, because you're the king. Chick
I'm the king.
You the king.
The king approacheth. Shit, cried the king. And 20,000 knaves grunted and groaned, because in that day the king's word was law.
What?
Did you hear about the dog museum?
I did. Art for dogs.
Have you seen this?
Oh, it's four dogs. You take the dogs to the museum.
You take these dogs and they...
But only they get it? You know, like, it's art that we wouldn't get.
No one gets it. You just take them.
It's just another place to take your dogs. It's dog friendly.
Yep, and they have a...
It would be a good place to meet somebody that loves dogs.
For sure.
Oh, yeah. That's
the world's first art exhibit for dogs is just as awesome as it sounds.
Really?
Yep.
Really?
It's in England. Artist Dominic Wilcox create the world's first interactive art exhibit made specifically for dogs.
Hmm.
And look at that. Look at the dogs. And it's a giant food bowl. You know, the dogs don't know what that is. And those are plastic balls that look like kibble.
Right. So it's like a ball pit.
But the dogs. It doesn't seem like a dog would enjoy that, but there's a couple of dogs frolicking in there, it looks like, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I bet they'd love that.
You think?
Yeah. A bunch of plastic balls in a tub.
The museum stimulates.
Stimulates.
I'm not even drinking this episode.
Yeah, what's going on?
Stimulate your dog's mental health with eye-level paintings that are specifically tailored for dogs' sense of shade and color. While keeping their mind sharp, they can still be satisfied with paintings of chicken legs. Or a virtual frisbee being thrown around on a TV screen. Plus, they have a fake, looks like a car door, and the dog can climb up and stick his head out the car door, and there's a fan that blows at it.
That's kind of
so
cool.
This doesn't perfect. Sound like...
It's almost sad, right?
Well, no, this doesn't sound like an art museum. This just sounds like a playground.
It sounds like a Chuck E. Cheese for dogs.
Yeah, a Chuck E. Cheese for dogs.
There's the dog and the... Well, it's kind of like
when you go to our children's museum. There's a plane, and you can sit on the plane in the plane seat. Do you remember that? No,
I don't.
Like, I don't want
to. When you go to the part that's all the different countries, I don't want to brag.
This is
but
a new exhibit. I don't know. I haven't
this
been there
is
forever.
Not new. It's been there since I was a kid.
Really?
Yes.
Is it still there?
I want you guys
there?
To know. Yeah, it's still. Okay. Oh well. Okay, that might be question.
Would you go in to the right?
No, when you
I
go
played
in,
the Oregon Trail
and you
at
go
the
to the
museum.
Second, you go to the next floor.
Oh, second floor.
And so if you're going...
Anybody else get dizzy going up and that's around the... Okay.
Where you come off of the walk, yeah. The thing, it would be right... Like you would walk off and it would be right there.
Off to your right on the second floor then.
Yeah, yeah. Like you know that weird setup they have of the dollhouse that's behind the glass?
Yeah.
It's on that same floor. It's just on this other corner.
Okay.
Do you remember? And you could walk upstairs and you could put your face in things and you looked like a little Dutch girl.
Yeah. I remember the Indy car. You could sit in an Indy car. I don't remember the plane, though.
But you could sit in a plane. It was like you were just sitting on a plane. I don't want to brag or anything, but in kindergarten, my self-portrait was chosen by the Children's Museum to be displayed.
What?
Yes. Do you still have it?
I won. I do. It's wrapped in plastic, I think, in the attic. And it was for the Indy 500 festival art exhibit that they do at the Children's Museum.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How many? Was it just you? Just yours got picked?
No, there were other kids.
Other
but
kids, but from
not
your school?
Important. Yeah.
Nice.
That's not important to the story.
That's okay.
It's like there's a dog in here.
Did you know the Kings of Leon was all brothers?
What?
I thought
two
it was a cousin.
Of them. I thought two of them were brothers and one was a cousin.
They're all brothers.
I did not
all
know
four
them.
Of them. I thought there was a couple of them too.
Are they all last name Leon? Or are they first? All their first names are Leon?
I don't think any of them are Leon.
It's some with an Followill.
Huh?
That's your last name?
Followill.
Oh, no, there is a cousin, sorry. But they all follow and then I-L-L. Followill.
Oh, okay. Followill.
Yes, there's a cousin in there. But I didn't know they were all family. I knew there was brothers.
I thought they almost broke up because one of them was addicted or something.
They
or
took a little hiatus.
Yeah, there was one of them had the...
They really have a new album out?
Yeah. One of them had a Gallagher complex, too. Kind of an, you know... Oasis kind of asshole kind of thing.
Don't you, oh, but yeah. Then that's kind of what makes it good. Like
I know. You need that little bit of toxicity.
You have to have it.
Yeah.
What's not?
But then again, you look at like Pearl Jam. They've been at it for 25 years.
I was telling her that
with each other.
You want to feel old? Pearl Jam's nominated for Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
He goes, do you want to know who's going in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? You'll feel old. I said, Kid Rock. And he was like, no.
All right. Well, Kid Rock goes in the Hall of Fame.
That was a legitimate guess.
And you're the one.
Did I say Tupac is on there? Shouldn't the rap hip hop have their own Hall of Fame?
They shouldn't call it the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Right, that's my point.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Is it the Music Hall of Fame? Yeah. Is there a Music Hall of Fame?
It is called the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
But I thought it was because it was at the Rock. Like it takes place at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Maybe.
Well, you guys remember when MTV
played videos?
The old joke, yeah, when they played videos. But there was a time when there weren't any rap artists on MTV. When MTV first started, it was Cyndi Lauper and Eddie Grant.
Okay, and I'm the same age as MTV.
That's right.
Like by a couple of days, I think. Yeah. No, I think
by a couple days.
I think it's the same month, even. Yeah. And but now you say that it might be months. I don't know.
I think it is.
Okay. But there was no rap music wasn't popular at all in 1981, right?
Yeah, that's probably true. Well, there's always the argument. I got in trouble the last
March. Evidently, mainstream.
Evidently, the Beastie Boys invented rap.
It's actually so it's weak. But I'm June 29th, and it was August 1st.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, so it was close.
So it was a month. Yeah, but evidently, the Beastie Boys invented rap, and I stand corrected. Oh, but my point is,
can we make a list of things chicks not letting go?
Oh God, I don't think you have enough paper nor pens.
That's a lot of ink.
That's a lot of ink.
I don't even feel comfortable with this.
Whoa! Yeah, why did you write
number one on the list?
Oh, Jew Dog.
Number two, Beastie Boys.
Yeah. B-boys. We'll see what comes.
Oh, this is just
things you're not letting go
on this podcast.
On this podcast.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, that's fair.
Oh, yeah. If we could not make it personal, that would be great.
So I guess it's fair that.
No, there was just there wouldn't have been any rap music popular in 1981. Yeah,
NWA. I think NWA got in. I mean, they would have gotten in eventually, but I think they got in right now because of the movie. I think that really.
Oh, right. That's why they're in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I think they got in this year or whatever class it was or however they do.
Yeah, because they were late 80s.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so they're 25 years have been passed. Mm-hmm. But my thing always was it always took, whether you're a Rush fan or not, took Rush way too long. And there were other lesser people that got in, including some rap.
I mean, have a real problem with letting somebody in there that I don't care for musically. I can't recognize their.
Well, good thing you're not on the board.
That's
then.
Exactly right.
And I don't know why. Why am I not? Why am I not on there?
How do you vote? How do they vote? Is it the same like a Grammy?
Should I vote? Maybe I could vote.
Do the radio people vote who should be in the Hall of Fame?
I don't think so.
No. I think like a lot of Hall of Fames, it's very exclusive. Yeah. It's a bit of a club.
And I'm sure there's some personal issues. Like maybe Rush pissed somebody off.
It's because they're Canadian.
And then that person died, but and then they got into the Hall of Fame.
I can't imagine. I mean, rock and roll is about pissing people off, right? So how do you not piss somebody off and ruffle some feathers? And
I don't know.
It's like the NFL Hall of Fame. There are a lot.
No,
of,
I mean, it's like a personal. It's
there's
not
like
just...
the long for a long time. It was Art Monk was never going to get in the Hall of Fame because there was a couple of sports writers.
Is he a Redskin?
Yes.
No shit.
And he never really wasn't very outgoing with the sports writers, and that reflected in his nomination. And the same thing happened to Kenny Stabler. Paul Zimmerman said on one of those countdown shows on the NFL, Kenny Stabler will never get into the Hall of Fame as long as there's breath in my body. Well, Paul Zimmerman's dead now, so maybe it's time we put Ken Stabler into the
Hall
of Fame.
And who's Paul Zimmerman?
He's an NFL writer. He's like a legend in the NFL.
Big deal.
Really,
and who's the other guy?
Oh, Kenny Stabler? He was okay. I mean, he got in the NFL.
And he got in. Did he get in posthumously just recently?
He must. I think he did. Like, was it this year?
I think it might have been.
Maybe so. Hmm. I don't know.
He was with the Raiders.
But I don't know what Hall of Fames are for, you know? I mean, it's just inviting disagreements and.
Well, it's like you people are all great already. Hey, let's acknowledge once again how great you are. It's very self-congratulatory.
But don't you feel like you like it's the equivalent of like it's like a promotion without the money? Like you get to put it on your resume, but what does it really fucking
do? I think
it's
a validation.
Yeah.
More than anything.
Yeah. I know, but it'd be like, you want on the Hall of Fame or you want a bonus? I'd be like, give me the bonus. Fuck the Hall of Fame. I mean, I don't know what Hall of Fame that I would ever be invited to be in.
Podcasting Hall
Podcasting
of Fame.
There Hall you go.
New Pal
Hall. No, fuck.
You and Todd Yoder.
Me, Todd Yoder, Don Stuck, and Joni Michaels. That's what you got coming up.
Yeah, but Joni's not a native, I don't think.
She's not? Yeah, she is. She graduated from there. Yeah.
Did she?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a mean crew.
Yeah, I know. That's some serious stuff. Yeah.
I wouldn't have gone back for the Hall of Fame induction in my high school had it not included my speech teacher, Mrs. Hildebrand. I wouldn't have.
Oh, that's nice.
I didn't think that would. She had to obviously go in before. I think anybody, if it's a fine
Did Christy Lee get the invitation from her high school?
I do not know the answer
you
to that.
You don't know the answer to that.
I forgot we were sitting in the midst of a Hall of Famer.
Uh-huh. You are a Hall of Famer.
I feel bad now that we were kind
of. Yeah, and the other Hall of Fame was. That was kind of.
That wasn't yours.
Weird, yeah.
That's not you in the Hall of Fame. That was Bob and Tom.
Yeah.
Or was it the show as an entity? I don't know.
It was the show, yeah. So technically, I'm in the Hall of Fame, so hey, what's up, guys?
You got a good point there.
So
I still like the jacket.
So I'm the only one not in a Hall of Fame, is what we're saying right now? Okay.
Oh, you're in a Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
You better believe when I was up there, I was shaking hands with girls going, hi, Jeff Ibbert, Hall of Fame. Nice to meet you.
You should put that on your resume.
Right now, my resume is just a business card that says jeffibbert.com.
I know, that's what I'm saying. You should probably put it on there.
Okay, yeah, I'll do that. I'll do that.
You should do that. Hall of Fame. Hall of Famer.
I just wish the London High School Hall of Fame made a bust of your head whenever they put it in.
Yeah.
A bust? Oh, like the
NFL statue. Yeah.
Are those bronze?
I don't know.
I think so.
I think they are. Somehow.
I forget, Chick. Where do you stand with ABBA?
He loves them.
I love ABBA. Some of their songs
are
catchy as hell.
Like, ABBA got in before Rush. I mean, come on.
Rush got in what, like 2013?
Yeah, but I don't know how. I don't know how you can point to anybody and go, "Oh, why are they in and they're not in? Why did they go in then? Why did they go in now?" I don't get it.
Is it like?
Oh no, I don't get it either.
I mean, it's tremendously subjective and objective and
is it like
personal?
Is it like the iTunes ratings? Like it's this whole like crazy?
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
Like, how does that? I don't even know how. How they come up with the rating system for iTunes.
Yeah, like where your podcast is.
Well, right. It's some algorithm. Yeah.
There used to be a guy that helped. It was one dude.
He would highlight you.
Ooh.
I have heard that from two or three other podcasters that everybody knows. And they say that there is, well, one of the guys who I talked to described the gentleman that works at iTunes as some pimply-faced nerd who... But he was, you know, kind of – the guy who was telling me was kind of bitter, and I don't know how it works. But
I said – now I feel bad, but now that we're talking about iTunes and Apple, that I went to the same high school as Angela she is – I can't remember. Maybe like in charge of purchasing or merchandise. I think it's merchandise. Does that sound – and I don't know how to say her last name.
What?
Do you know what I'm talking about? She used to work for Donna Karen, and she used to work
for yes.
Burberry.
I know who you're talking about, but I don't know what her name is.
Yeah.
She was just here.
She was?
Yes. I mean, literally like last week
for the opening of the big store?
The big store.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, then she was probably just chilling in New Pal.
Yeah.
Going to the marsh.
I don't know about that. I think her parents still live there.
I had the best time. I went to Max's football game and I got to New Pal early, and I hung out at that CVS. Is that going on the list of stuff I don't let go? They have my body wash there. I had a great time. I got some.
How do you say that?
Errands.
Is that how you would say it?
That's fair.
Arrentse.
Angela Arrentse.
Sorry, I was trying
to... How would an adult say it?
That was fun. I was trying to use phonics.
Clearly the most successful New Pal person, and I didn't say her first, so sorry.
London High School, Dick LeBeau, I guess.
Is he the guy that wrote for Cosby?
No, that's John Marcus.
Dick LeBeau went to London High School?
Dick LeBeau went to high school with my dad.
Wow.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my dad was actually faster than Dick LeBeau.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Dick LeBeau has been in the NFL coaching for how long?
Oh, Jesus. 70 years, it seems like.
Oh, no. My gosh.
He went to Ohio State in early 60s, played with the Lions.
He's like 70 years old.
For 15 years, and then after that he went right into coaching. So
he's been a part of it for – yeah, he's –
he's been part of the NFL for, I'm going to say, 60 years.
So, pre-Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, wait. Yeah, he played with the Lions pre-Super Bowl.
With the pre-merger, right? Because there was two things.
I'm not saying he was on the team. I mean, he held the Lions. Well, maybe Emlyn Tunnell holds the record. But he started at cornerback for the Lions for a decade. And then he went into coaching. And then he came up with his own blitz. And then he defensive coordinator for the Steelers forever and defensive coordinator for the Bengals. And was he head coach for the Bengals for a minute? Maybe ooh, not.
I don't think so. I know he's at Tennessee now, right?
Is that where he is now, Tennessee?
I believe so, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's his last name? What's the origin of his last name?
LeBeau. Mm-hmm. It means the bow. And actually, his mom was my freshman English teacher. Hmm. And she was mean.
Interesting enough, my freshman English teacher was the mother of a local, Indianapolis, my apologies, midday sports show host.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's weird.
That is weird.
With three letters in his name.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
The Cox.
What?
I don't know. That was the first thing that came to
JMV.
Mind.
From now on.
Oh, I thought COX.
From now on, if we're guessing a name, first thing out of anybody's mouth better be Cox. Okay.
With an X.
With an X.
Yeah.
Of course. We're not
yeah.
heathens. This is a thinking man's podcast.
Is it?
Me, Dick LeBeau, John Marcus. But in all honesty, John Marcus really just copied down Bill Cosby's first stand-up special and then made the first season of The Cosby Show. I mean, that's – you go to look it up. But he was a snot to me in high school. That's all there is to it. This is kind of
right?
a personal – yeah.
Okay. Thank God you don't take anything.
Have you seen him since?
Just put Marcus, M-A-R-K-U-S. I'll know what it means.
And have you seen him as an adult?
Yeah, yeah. He was inducted in the Hall of Fame with me.
And was he a snot then?
Yeah. And
really?
Did you have to give a speech?
Right. A little bit. Huh?
Did you have to give a speech?
Yeah, it was horrible. And I was, you know me. I don't know if you guys know this or not, but I tend to be a little emotional. And
sweaty.
And I, I was, you could have wrung me out, mm-hmm. and I was crying, and it's no good. But I saw Mrs. Hildebrand.
Hildebrand was there, right?
Mm-hmm. Damn it, I got to do that.
What was your first sentence?
I had to go up, and Marcus went before I did.
Mm-hmm.
So the Emmy winner goes and thanks everybody, and then
you're the Marconi winner.
And I go, yeah, nobody knows what a Marconi is, believe me.
Well, if you tell them.
So...
Not just one Marconi. Oh, you have one Emmy? Cool.
I think he has three, actually.
Okay, well, you still have more.
Did I ever tell you that story?
Yeah.
I was laying in an apartment complex
but
in Springfield, Ohio. Yeah, that's true. Talk about karma. Blam!
Yikes.
I was watching the Emmys. I was working in Springfield, Ohio, doing the music director, program director, mornings.
Triple threat.
Paperwork, the whole thing, stuff that you guys cannot even mm-hmm. imagine I did.
No.
Had meetings with people all day long.
Mm-hmm. That still just blows my mind.
I'm an adult.
We only know you as now.
Now, we only know you. If you got off the air and you were like, you guys, I got to get this stuff done. They need these emails. I'll catch up with you. Like, I would just be like, oh, my God.
I had a meeting today when I got off.
Oh, my God. Who'd you have a meeting with when you got off the air?
Okay. And I'm laying there watching the Emmys.
That's where you were.
And all of a sudden, I hear the Cosby Show's Carmen Finestra, producer, blah, 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 John Marcus, right? And I went, John Marcus? That can't be the same John Marcus. 2 years, graduated 2 years ahead of me. There's no way. We'll just see. I wonder. Well, I certainly can't. The winner is the Cosby Show. And they all come marching down there, and I'm looking. Mother, that's John Marcus. And he had a brother. I don't know if they're twins or not, but his name's Stanley. John and Stanley Marcus.
Yeah.
And they let him speak. Well, I'm just a kid from London, Ohio. Thanks to everybody. I appreciate it. And I'm laying on the floor in a shitty apartment in Springfield, Ohio.
You didn't have a couch?
Huh?
You didn't have a couch?
I didn't have a couch.
Oh. Well, that's the saddest part of this story.
No couch. And,
no couch.
And right then, I decided to get a hold of my life. And 25 years later, no. And that was a bummer. Have you ever seen anybody you know get a major award like that, like on the TV? It's no fun, let me tell you. You know, you like to say, oh, I'm happy for him. Oh, congratulations. Would you mean it? I'm sure you would, of course.
What if I, no. I mean, enjoyed the person, yeah, I'd be happy for
it. What if you didn't enjoy the person?
Yeah, I'd be a little bit, but I'd get over it and not hold a grudge for 25 years.
Is that what this is?
No, I'd hold a grudge. I'd tweet at him. I'd go, eat a dick, Brad.
Mark, John.
It was John.
No, I was saying my own.
Oh, that was your own. Eat a dick, Marcus.
Okay, then. So now we know.
Anyway.
But that was I have fair. A sad story I'll tell off the air about.
Ooh, did someone die?
Something. So.
Why do you have to tell it off?
No. It's not fair. Not fair.
All right. Is this fair?
Yeah. Please,
already?
Please.
Already? It seems about right.
Yeah, please.
I think Jess is getting her resume together over there.
Trying to get into a Hall of Fame is all.
It's the Chick McGee Show, brought to you by... Guess.
True Car.
That's right. There's something about True Car a lot of people do not know. Using True Car can also help you buy a used car. There are over 500,000. That's a 500,000 pre-owned vehicles available from True Car certified dealer nationwide. Whether you're looking to buy a new or used car, or you can get upfront pricing information that empowers you to find discounts off the list price for used cars and get a better buying experience through the True Car certified dealer network. That's the TCCDN. Just use the True Car website or the True Car app, and you can easily find the new or used car you want. With the True Car pricing curve, see what other people in your area paid, so you're not be standing out in your driveway with your car, and your neighbor comes over. What'd you pay for that? Oh, well, I got mine cheaper. I went to True Car. Don't let that happen to you.
No, that would be terrible.
When you're ready to buy a new or used car, visit TrueCar.com or download the True Car app to enjoy a better car buying experience. Some features not available in all states, and True Car users save an average of $3,279 off the MSRP. And with over 11,000 True Car certified dealers nationwide, over 2 million cars have been sold to True Car users. Check it out first. That's TrueCar.com. We'll be back with the Chick McGee Show on Podcast One.
I'm like old King Kong.
Is that you?
I miss you all day long. You put my heart in a thong, and that ain't cool.
Hi there, welcome back to the Chick McGee Show.
Sugar hammering on.
That's my buddy Bob Schneider.
You're maybe 5 foot small.
That's Jason, that's Jess, that's Jeff.
And I'm as big and tall.
This is about
as the Mall of China.
A giant monkey.
Who's the king of all monkeys?
I can't stand to be here. I can't stand to be here. I can't stand to be here without you.
Eddie Lacy's going on IR.
What?
After ankle surgery.
Full on, huh? The way he was leaping over those guys Sunday, though.
That's
man.
My favorite thing yeah. about.
He was hurdling. That big dude. What is he?
Well, Troy like Aikman said, ball. Somebody, who
240?
Was the, Tom Brenneman said on the broadcast, he was 235 pounds, and Troy Aikman started laughing, he goes, he's 265, okay?
Yeah,
I thought he'd lost weight, I don't know. Packers got trouble though, right?
Oh, don't they got think? Big trouble.
Well, I think they ran into a buzzsaw, though.
I think the Bears might get them.
No.
I think the Bears might get them.
You embarrass the Packers like that, you don't want to play them the next week. Trust me.
Really?
Whatever. Yeah. Packers, are they getting points or are they giving points?
Oh, yeah.
Either way, Bears
are getting 8.
Yeah. They'll cover that.
The Bears will cover that?
No.
Packers will cover
it. Packers will cover it.
I don't know, man.
Trust me. Don't mess with the Packers after they get embarrassed.
It's in Chicago or in Green Bay?
Don't care. I think it's actually in Green Bay. Okay. So that's especially.
But who did the Packers play the week before that? And didn't they lose?
They haven't played well all year.
Yeah.
Oh, they haven't? Are they 500?
Aaron Rodgers is high and wide and low and away.
They're 3-2.
And not one of his plays.
And he's running back home to what's-her-face all the time. He didn't want to practice.
Remember last year it was like one of his audibles? He would like act like he was smoking. Remember
really?
That? Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That happened a couple times last year.
What are you doing? You haven't said a word.
I know. That way later when I say that the podcast is up, this will be the part where I took the picture of you guys talking about football and I wasn't involved.
Well, they're playing the Bears.
Mm-hmm. Yay.
You kind of inherit the Bears.
Yay.
You think the Jaguars are going to get the Colts this weekend?
For sure. I hope so.
You don't want to think about it?
I don't know.
They're playing Tennessee.
Yeah, I don't know what this is.
Oh, Tennessee, is it?
Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
Is it in Tennessee?
Yeah, it's in Tennessee. Ooh. Isn't it in Tennessee?
Tennessee? Yes. I loved that song.
By who?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yes, you do.
No, I do know. Hold on. Give me just a second. All right, here we go.
Billy and the Banana Boys?
Nope. No. Shh. Be quiet.
Billy.
It was by... They sang that and they sang Mr. Wendell.
Mr. Wendell?
Yep,
they did. I know they did. I had that. I had the...
Wilco?
I had the 45. It was...
Tennessee.
Do you remember the song? Tennessee. You don't?
It sounds like a...
I really am blanking on the name right now.
Green Bay's 3-2, by the way. Lord, I've
really been that's what I said. Down
and out. Sugar Ray?
No. Oh, gosh, no. This is way... This was probably... This is like 91-ish?
It was early, yeah. Okay. Still can't remember the name?
I can't.
It's the name of a popular yet sort of niche TV show.
Portlandia?
Scrubs.
No. Two words.
Huh.
Gonna smack your forehead once it happens.
I know it is.
The Fat Boys?
Gotta be. Take me to another place. Take me to another
nice groove.
Land. Make me forget all the words. Let me understand.
I like Nashville. I'd hang out in Nashville for a little while.
I can't remember.
When are we going to have the podcast
on the
road? I'm going to
be really pissed off.
I'm going to...
We should go to Nashville to do the first podcast live in person.
Okay.
What? Can I give you a hint?
Yeah.
Never nude.
Always naked.
Bare naked ladies?
No.
The Arrested Development?
Arrested Development.
Oh. You blew it.
Is this the right mix? This is the one,
yeah.
I think I'm mixing the songs. I'm thinking of the other one.
Mr. Wendell?
Yeah.
Yeah. When this song came out, I loved it, and I lived at the boys' school. At the boys' school in Plainfield. We lived on campus because my stepdad was a correctional officer.
The boys' school was, yes. It's.
I was there
it
the
was
same.
Boys, and it was a school, but it was a lot more.
Yeah, it was the jail for... It was the juvenile jail is what it was. And I was there when Mike Tyson was there.
That's the way we are in Indiana. We take things like prisons and call them schools because we don't like to say prison.
Yeah.
I called it juvie in my day.
Juvie, back in juvie. Mm-hmm.
You made your bone in juvie, didn't
you? Oh,
yeah. Damn right.
But that Mr. Wendell came out, and the boys that lived across the hall from us, Lamont and Jamal, their dad was also a correctional officer, and they had an Uncle Wendell. And I was like, what? Like, mind blown.
My oldest daughter came home from daycare. She was like 6, after school daycare.
I love this great song.
And she said, Daddy, I have a boyfriend. And I go, oh, really? And I go, what's his name? She said, Jamal. And I said, really? Is Jamal black? And she goes, no, he's brown.
Oh, no.
There you go.
It was the cutest thing I've ever seen in my life.
And whenever anybody says Jamal, that's all I think of.
Yeah.
I am unaware of this. This is good.
You are?
I'm
going to play the one he's probably familiar
Arrested
with.
I'm familiar with the name. I'm not familiar with anything.
The next song I'm going to play, the title's actually flipped in how they say it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Chickwin, I think you know, I love I think you know this.
Do you come inverted? With subtitles? No.
You know this song.
It's very familiar.
Don't you love it when there's a... Hey, this is Jeff Eber for JeffEber.com.
Oh, you should do that. You should do that over this next time.
I think that guy introducing his band is kind of cheap.
You remember this one, right, Chick?
Oh, hey. You will.
What the hell?
Good job.
You scared me.
This song is
you,
called.
You know this song?
Well, sure.
Oh.
The name of the song.
Yeah, you said it. You said it like
Sly and the Family Stone.
I know, but do you know this version?
I don't remember this version.
Okay.
They call it "People Every Day."
Oh. Huh.
Yeah. So they stole it and renamed it and
flipped
said,
it around.
Flipped it around.
Yeah.
This is one I like to. I say this is my number one for them. Mr. Wendell, number two.
Is there a Mrs. Wendell?
Not sure. Not sure. Chick. Green
I
Bay.
Went to school with a guy named Delbert Wendell. Go ahead, sorry.
Delbert?
Yeah. Good luck to him, huh? I'm sorry.
The Packers had only lost one game prior to the Cowboys game, and that was a 3-point loss against the Vikings.
In Minnesota,
considered one of the best teams in the league.
Did you watch the Cowboy game?
Oh, yeah, they got their asses kicked.
No, I mean, but Aaron Rodgers,
He did not look good.
I don't think he threw a pass to any of his receivers.
But like I say, if he has a bad week, the next, and it's tonight. Is it tonight?
Uh-huh. Short week.
Yeah, short week.
Yeah, Thursday Night Football.
It's over by halftime.
The Cowboys tried to hand the Packers that game. There were so many turnovers. And
yeah, we've lost Jessica in talking about football.
Talking to my dad about sushi. You just tell me, guys, when you're
spicy
done.
Spicy tuna?
No, we're not talking about that. I was asking him the best sushi places here in Indianapolis.
Wasabi. Next Thursday we get sushi?
I like wasabi, too.
Wasabi's the best.
I agree.
I think wasabi is the best.
Sakura? People like Sakura? Is that the one where...
That's Tom's
is that where Tom, like, verbally just destroyed Spangle that day?
No, right. That was
Tomo. That was Tomo.
Oh, that's Tomo where it was.
Okay.
Oh, that was Tomo, yeah.
That was a weird day. Remember that?
That was a super weird day.
Half the people left before they even went in. Remember
yeah,
that?
They, yeah. They, like, got in, saw who was there, turned around and
left. I never went.
You didn't go at all?
Didn't go at all.
Yeah.
Yep.
Did not go at all.
Came in the like in the foyer, looked and saw who was there, turned around and left.
Right there?
Yeah. Acted like he took a phone call and left.
Oh, he did?
Oh, did he?
I missed
was
that
it because
part.
Of...
I don't know, but if you want to point at me, it's fine. No, I don't know. Maybe.
We're trying to be subtle here.
Yeah. No, when you guys did your last little recording thing and I was there, it wasn't bad. I didn't think so. Jeffy and I stood in the corner and it was fine.
It was hot.
It was hot.
The Blue Apron?
The Blue Apron.
Yeah,
thing.
I wasn't. Mm-hmm. You said you were talking to your dad. Do you recall your dad ever dressing up for Halloween?
Mm-hmm.
Can you say what the costume was?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't. Actually, I take that back. I don't recall him. I'm thinking of my Uncle Anthony dressed up like a woman one year.
Oh, boy.
Lose a bet?
And then it lasted all.
No, but it was really funny because he had a giant black mustache and he had hairy legs and you could see like the hair matted down under the pantyhose and stuff. Mm. Like just funny. It was very funny, I guess. But also another weird story about that. It wasn't his dad. It would have been his grandpa. Yeah, his grandpa, my great grandpa, wore women's negligees to bed because he liked the way they felt. He's dead. It's fine.
Okay.
Well, that's there weird. Are those that, you know.
He also used his own waste as fertilizer on his tomatoes.
That's not good. That's not good.
Can I get a timeout?
Yeah, wait. Chick needs a, needs a 30.
Just taking a 20.
A 20.
Give me a 20.
See, you guys leave me unattended and talk about football, and this is what happens.
Unattended. We're right here.
So wait a minute. He would... defecate and take that defecation and spread it on the tomatoes and fertilized it, and he had lovely tomatoes. I didn't think that
worked.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
The tomatoes were awful.
No, I have no idea.
I didn't think there's something scientific. I know elephant dung is a
cow.
Is a wonderful
cow. Cow's great, yeah.
But maybe he put it in his because there's composting toilets for humans.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
I think it just composts the waste. It doesn't actually go onto a. On a plant or a food or
but
a consumable.
There some, yeah, isn't there some process that...
Yeah.
I don't know. I really
you shouldn't
don't know.
Eat the tomatoes? That doesn't seem like that would be good.
I don't know. It was. I mean, kids didn't have car seats back then. Nobody fucking cared about anything.
Man, that's mm-hmm. true.
Yeah, I know dog poop is not good and for the same reason.
But dogs eat their poop.
But I think it's like the... not methane. Yeah, methane maybe. I mean, methane's a gas, but methane gas is...
all of us wanted to say something.
Go.
Like, let's just
no,
see
no, no,
how
I just let him go.
I've never seen anybody start out so hopefully.
You take the atoms and the combustion.
Filled with so much hope and then just Kind of ran out of
methane gas. I ran out of methane gas.
I want to do a little garden out here
next
year.
Hey, you guys.
When do I plant a garden? Spring, right?
We'll talk about it after
this.
You can
do a fall garden.
So I know, this is how I know my dad is the person to ask. I'm going to sushi with girlfriends, and I want to try a different sushi restaurant on Saturday. So I text my dad, Dad, best sushi restaurant. And my dad refers to his list of the sushi restaurants in Indianapolis and has put little post-its with arrows to point and show me which ones I should go
to. So he took a picture.
He already did this. Yeah, he's already. Yes.
He didn't just go, I'm going to do this right now. He had that ready.
He had this on the ready.
Did you expect that?
Oh, I know my dad. My dad.
But you expected that.
I expect that.
How did he make this?
He's very organized.
He's incredibly. He likes to. There's things and there's. We had.
tell him the Super Bowl story.
Oh, my dad. When I was a little girl and I didn't. He gave me. It was like a pocket size laminated piece of paper, and he did for two things. He did it all the Super Bowl winners and told me I needed to know who'd won every Super Bowl. And he also did it with the presidents. And you'd flip it over. And I don't know if it was he had one that had the vice presidents on it. And he had one that had the first ladies on it. And he just, but he had it because he, like when he was bored, he would practice memorizing them.
Okay.
Yeah.
But do you remember the Super Bowl?
No, God, no, I don't remember any of them. I can do some of the presidents.
85.
Bears.
Yep.
That's the important one.
You probably saw a license plate as you drove in with one of those.
Sure.
What Super Bowl number was that, though?
22.
22.
Yeah.
XXII.
XXII. What's this? What is it this year? IX? XI?
No, LI.
XLI.
XLI.
No, it's L-L-I.
Oh, just L-I. L-I, yeah. L-I, yeah.
And people are fussy about it. Yeah. Like, it doesn't seem like a real
romance. Well, last year was not.
There's not
like, they liked 50 last year, and I did too. I mean, you know. But yeah, the L. So it's going to be L-I, L-I-I, L-I-I-I-I, L-I-V, L-V, L-V-I. Mm-hmm. What am I, Haywood Banks? No. Okay, never mind. The L in there throws everything off for 50.
I think it was Super Bowl XX. Super Bowl 20.
Oh, that's right. 20. You're right.
Oh,
Super Bowl 20. You're right.
I see now, guys. Actually.
Super Bowl 22 is the Redskins.
Yeah. So, I should know. The Patriots got shit on by the Bears in Super Bowl 20.
These are all of the restaurants in Indianapolis he wants to visit. They're highlighted if he's already been there, and they're not highlighted if he
has. That was the Tony Eason Patriots.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was,
well, he
the
works
Steve
DeBerg
Patriots or somebody.
John Hanna was on there and Andre Tippett. I remember that. But those when they had the nice throwback uniforms.
Andre Tippett was a bad man.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that chick? If a kid shows up to your door on Halloween with his jersey on and a helmet, is that a costume?
If he has the helmet, that's a costume.
I've always, if you can drive, you shouldn't trick or treat. That's all.
No, I'm just saying even younger kids. That put on their football.
Sure, why not?
Like if you had a jersey of someone else and maybe had a prop with it,
right?
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
But just to put your own on, I mean, then that means you could have gone in your cross country outfit.
And people had,
you know what I'm
had
saying?
Done that. Yeah, yeah.
They did.
Flame
the cross country outfit.
Yep. Uniform.
Yep.
Wow, that's lame.
I went as Carl the Shark.
You know, it's not a cross country outfit. It's a cross country uniform.
Yeah.
True. Looks like an outfit to me.
I went as something the Friendly Shark, and then everyone else dressed as cross-country runners. And I was like, all right, guys. I made a cardboard fin.
Aww.
And my mom goes, here. It was a severed hand. She goes, here, you can use this for your costume. I go, I'm a Friendly Shark, Mom. I don't eat people.
I don't eat people.
Yeah.
God, Karen.
Yeah, get with it. But
I just like saying Karen all pissed off.
There was a
friendly Karen, yeah, okay?
Friendly. It's in the but there was a basement full of people dancing and my fin would just keep bumping into people and I just have to keep apologizing the whole night.
Aww.
Sorry guys.
You meet
sorry.
Any girls that way though?
Oh, it's grinding hard.
Did you stick your fin somewhere?
Oh yeah.
You like that, don't you?
A little stinky fin? Is that what you did?
Yeah.
Okay. No, no.
Sounds like
that.
Fish. Because I'm a shark.
It's
I'm
a shark. Fish. Yeah, they eat okay. fish.
Head out of there.
Sharks are mammals, though, right?
Are we passing out candy here?
Doing
a podcast?
Are you coming by?
Oh, yeah.
Well, hell yeah.
You know, we're supposed to do a podcast that day.
Really?
On Halloween?
Well, yeah, it's a Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to be able to do that, Jess?
Yeah.
Well,
you want me to...
You have a Halloween party, probably.
No, I'm not night. Having. I mean, the kids. I'm not having a party. I just hosted Addie's birthday party. That's enough family for 2 weeks, okay? XO.
I'm just saying.
XO.
But you guys are doing a party.
Oh, but Kaylin and I are hosting a Halloween party on
Saturday. Yeah, we're
Saturday.
Trying to get you. We're giving you every segue possible. I brought up costumes.
I think we should announce right here, right now, that, yes, it's the Blonde on Brunette party. Give all the plugs for the Blonde on Brunette thing.
Blonde on Brunette. Search it on Twitter. And, no, it's not even on Twitter.
On YouTube.
Think.
Instagram.
No, there, you have a Blonde on Brunette Twitter.
No, we don't have
you?
Blonde.
You don't need
no,
one.
No, we don't.
Just
she and I are just
other.
On there. Yeah,
just
she and I are just
other.
On there.
Instagram?
Blonde
on Brunette Instagram.
Blonde on Brunette Instagram and on YouTube and... There's a new episode
skin
coming
pics
out today.
On the Instagram only.
Yeah, skin, yeah. Actually, there is a video of us talking about Caitlyn's underwear on Instagram right
oh,
now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there is. Yeah.
Anyway, you're having a Halloween
We're
party.
We're having a Halloween party at Alibis on Shadeland Avenue in Indianapolis.
Like 75th ish and Shadeland.
It's on our Instagram. Look it up. Right. Look it up.
Saturday night, the 29th.
Yep. Saturday, the 29th. Costumes are
what
mandatory.
Time? What time does it start?
7. Well, you know me, I'm 35, and I was like 6, and she was like, how about 8? And I was like, well, it sounds like it's 7.
Yeah, 6.
6 is very early if you're 23, apparently.
Alibis, Vibbert and I were over there one day, and we got there about 2:30, and we closed that fucker down about, 4:45?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In the afternoon?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we were there a couple hours.
So we picked, so we spent.
Ubered home.
Was there a lot of this? Jeff, let me ask you. Was there a lot of that?
No. Were you guys fixing things?
No, it was just a bunch of grunts. And,
I think Josh Arnold stopped by. I think
crotch
he made a
grab?
Guest appearance. Yeah.
No?
Yep.
Okay.
That was it.
So we picked out our costumes. And we were trying to do something like twinsy, I guess. Something that there's a couple's costume. Best friend's costume.
You compliment each other.
We compliment each other.
Yes.
And we were Thelma and Louise.
Spoon and fork.
No. Why do you... Have you said that every time?
Spoon and, spoon and leaves to fork and...
Because a spoon and a fork, it's a perfect couple.
Mm, no. So that was an option. I still... Max and I are going to be Wayne and Garth, and I thought that would be a very funny costume for her and I.
She could be a good Garth.
She's not behind that.
Have you seen the picture?
She's very glam.
Mm-hmm.
So there's... Yeah, so there's no like... Like, she gets to get like...
She uses
of her makeup skills.
She uses that opportunity to...
Yeah, I do too, and I want to, and I haven't done it in a long time, so I'm pretty excited. But now it's Operation Weight Loss for Halloween party costume. So, then she came up with Moulin Rouge, and I was like, oh, okay, that sounds good. Let's do that. And then I was like,
Go, sister!
So she's doing Christina Aguilera from Moulin Rouge.
Okay.
And I am not. I voted.
I am not.
I voted. So to keep with the theme, though, I'm going to do Liza Minnelli from Cabaret.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So.
You could.
Totally
pull
it off.
Pull off Liz with the dark hair. Yeah.
Yeah. But and it's like boy shorts with like a black vest and a hat. But I need like the Hooters pantyhose, like the Hooters girls pantyhose. Uh-huh. Because what do you have to say?
Nothing. No. It's not about that. Sorry. It's about you mentioned the Wayne and Garth costume.
Let me see it.
So there's a picture of a woman who's Wayne, and she made her dog Garth. And this is the picture that.
That's the best Wayne and Garth I've ever seen.
Yeah, the Garth is better than the actual Garth in the movie, I think.
Did she blow up her dog though, or is her dog that big?
I don't know. I think it's that big because
oh
she's sitting next to it.
She's really cute too.
Yeah,
she's really pretty.
Oh wow.
Okay, with that said...
That dog is really big.
Yeah, it's a big dog.
I'll probably have to repost this after tweeting it or after talking about it here on the podcast. But the best Halloween costume I've seen thus far this year is... Hold on, let me find it.
Oh my gosh, she is big.
That's a huge dog. I think she made her dog bigger.
Is that a elk hound or something?
Yeah, that's got to be
an Irish wolfhound or something.
This is on the Instagram account called Higher Thoughts. And it is two kids that are probably 10 or 11, and they are dressed as as Forrest Gump and Lieutenant Dan.
With hand actions as well. Goodness, that's...
I'm sorry, but that's very funny.
Did you think about going as the people from Stranger Things?
Oh, have you seen the one where the lady puts the whole cardboard thing, like it's attached to her back and it looks like the alphabet with the Christmas lights?
No, I haven't seen that.
And she's dressed as Winona Ryder.
No.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
I did not like Stranger Things that much.
Really?
I think it was lost on me.
Yeah. I have yet to watch the final episode. But I guess it's not that big of a deal.
I love the first episode.
I'm afraid to watch the first one because I think it'll hook me. You know, kind of like Breaking Bad, that first episode is so amazing.
But it's only 8 episodes.
Yeah, that's the thing. And then I'm getting into the TV season. You know, as it's getting colder and the days are shorter, the light is shorter, the days are still the same length. So I watch more TV.
Wait, we're losing time.
We're losing time. No, losing
days
daylight.
Are short, nights are long.
It's so funny to hear people talk about, well, it's Wednesday night, so I'm going to watch.
I cheat the hand.
Or last night at the party, well, it's Wednesday night and I'm missing. And I'm like,
What year is it?
Yes. Yeah. What are you doing? Oh, so irritating.
How do you not have a DVR?
Are you guys watching Atlanta?
Yes.
No. The Donald Glover thing.
I tried to watch the first one.
I'm going to. I was with the kids both times. I kind of, and I thought, yeah, this probably isn't for them.
I wouldn't think so.
Okay.
Well, Max might like it.
I know, but you give Max a lot of credit in the mature department.
It's, I think it's pretty good.
Yeah.
The writing is amazing.
I love him. It, yeah. Childish Gambino. I love that album.
The Martian. He was great in The Martian.
Oh, he was.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen it.
Max and I went and saw that movie. That movie was very intense for me.
Oh, he was in The Martian, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was the engineer. Mm-hmm. He saved it.
Oh, yeah, he drove the train. That's right.
Well,
yeah.
There's a spoiler alert. I didn't mean.
He's the one that murdered Matthew McConaughey.
He's the... That movie ruined the new Jason Bourne for me.
That's the wrong because movie. You're mixing them up.
Every time I saw a close-up of
Matt Damon
in Jason Bourne, I heard in my head Matt Damon saying, "I've got to get back to Mars." Every time I watched him on Jason Bourne, I didn't really get into it.
Huh.
He said, "I've got to get back to Mars?"
In my head.
Oh.
That's what he said in my head.
Oh, okay.
He was the number one farmer on that planet. Why would you leave? Right?
Look at me. I'm top of the charts.
He liked Mars.
It's a hell of a title.
Yeah.
Terraforming? It's big.
Terror or Terra?
Terra.
Terra. Yeah,
I'm sure he really wanted to take that big nuclear or whatever radioactive chunk of whatever and keep him warm in his...
Oh, yeah. His I remember that.
Yeah.
That was a good movie.
It's a great movie.
I liked it. And I don't watch movies like that. It's kind of like that, and then I watched... It's really hard to not get the movies mixed up.
If you've never watched a movie with Jess, it's really something. I don't know how she
They should have an area in movie theaters for people to pace.
I don't know how she watched movies.
There should be a designated area for people to pace at the movie theater.
Yeah, the exit aisle? Can you just do it in the exit aisle?
No, because they keep that clear. It's like a sporting event. You can't in case there's a fire.
Fire hazard.
Before DVRs or anything, any way to record a movie, I don't know how she watched a movie.
I just fast forward through intense parts of everything.
What?
If I feel like the music is becoming a little elevated, then it's like I don't even need to know what happened. Or I'll leave the room and have someone tell me what happened.
For someone who is almost, now follow me what I'm going to say.
Uh-huh.
Almost eerily calm on the outside during crisis.
Oh, it's a hot fucking mess on here. Yeah.
It's crazy what happens to you when you're watching a movie.
Just in general.
Yeah.
I'm like a duck. Isn't that what they say?
Yeah.
Ducks are smooth and just coasting along. And then underneath the water, they're just like paddling like crazy. Yeah.
So what was the last scary movie you went to see?
Legit, I don't see scary movies.
None?
No, never.
Would you go if you like the four of us went?
It depends on how scary it is. I can fuck with zombies and I'm sorry, things that aren't real, like zombies. And
zombies aren't real.
I know zombies aren't real. Zombies and what else? Like Dracula, werewolves. I can handle that kind of stuff.
Frankenstein.
But if paranormal stuff, I can't. Like that scene, that feels too real. Like if I'm laying in my bed and I just watched a movie about a dead kid standing in the corner, I'm not going to sleep for days.
How about if we go to a movie, a matinee, and you walk outside?
No.
And it's light out.
I know, but how scary is the movie?
You have the evening to calm down. You know it's not real, right?
No, but it is real.
But it's not.
The paranormal stuff feels real to me. That's my scary stuff.
That was one of the scariest movies for me. And right. Paranormal activity. I like scary movies. They're fine. But that paranormal activity scared the shit out of me.
I have cameras in my house, and I have baby monitors and things like that. That's the thing. And on our baby monitor, our kid monitor, Addy monitor, whatever you want to say, but it's actually a baby monitor.
Sure.
It's funny because it clicks off. Like after there's no activity, it shuts off. It just goes dark. Well, and then you can click it to turn it back on. And when you click it to turn it back on, it shows the last image like for a half a second before it goes to what's currently existing. So you see if somebody walked by right before it shut off, and it will scare you to death. It's very scary. Baby monitors are scary.
No.
See?
So I said, what about us doing a podcast in the dark? If we come
in here?
Yeah. If we do one at night, lights are off, maybe one candle.
Oh, I don't mind that.
Could we do that?
But no Ouija board.
No, I wouldn't do it. I don't care about it. The Hasbro brothers or whoever that – Hasbro sells Ouija boards. Those aren't real.
Yeah, no.
That's not real. You can go to Toys R Us
right next to
Chutes and Ladders and buy a fucking Ouija board.
What would scare you if we had it in here?
I don't know. Somebody, a dead person? That would be scary.
We can arrange that.
I don't like dead people. I don't like dead people. I don't like being – I don't like to touch dead people.
What if we brought someone who could – summon dead spirits.
Like Marilyn?
Well, yeah. I know we talked about having her.
Yeah, we talked about having her. I don't mind it.
That's a phone call. We can do that.
I'm not doing your demon, that bullshit, JeffFibber.com.
JeffFibber.com. Episode 79.
I'm not doing it.
Is that up and out?
It's up and out.
I don't like introducing negative. I mean, if somebody wants to come through and talk to me, like if I have a dead family member that wants to come through and talk to me, I would try that.
I'm very, very leery. Yes, it would be funny if Jess was genuinely frightened, but it would only be funny for about 10 seconds.
Because I would be scared for days.
No, she would start crying.
My thing is...
I think if we bring Marilyn...
Have you ever seen me scared?
A couple times, yeah. I think I'm familiar with it.
I think I want to be here to help you through something.
I don't want to be scared of it.
So you can get over things.
You're right. I absolutely don't want to be scared. I don't want to be scared at all.
You're scared of being scared.
I'm scared to be scared. That's probably true. I'm scared to be scared. I'm scared. It's so... And I can't figure out the movie thing either. I don't like that. Like, there's parts of Empire where I have to walk out of the room and listen and then come back. That's just confrontation. Like, that's not...
Sure.
I just don't like it.
Right.
I mean, I don't have a problem confronting people, but yeah, I don't like to watch...
Well, that's weird. It's funny.
Come at me. I'm just kidding.
You and Caitlin you have very similar.
Yeah, she doesn't. Yeah, we are very, as much as we are different, we're similar. What are you going to do?
No, just hold on. This is a preview of Caitlin on last night's podcast. Let me turn the volume up.
Oh, hey, do that.
Hang on. That's.
what the hell?
Have you been jamming? What are you doing?
That's the weekend.
That's funny.
My daughter loves the weekend.
I understand he's very good. He got his haircut.
He's got some new.
He didn't get a haircut.
He needed that.
Have you seen Weekend Update when they go and they go? Nothing's really happening. That's the Weekend Update.
It's him.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very great. Funny.
Okay, here's Caitlin on the Jeff Fibber podcast.
Give me the setup. What happened?
We had a
you summoned a demon
guy who could summon demons come on the podcast. So Caitlin's terrified. Caitlin said, no way we can do that. Definitely no way we're having him on.
And Caitlin even expressed her fear with me when we recorded Blonde on Brunette the day before.
Right. So this is a sample of her freak
her
out.
Reaction.
It's okay. I promise.
I don't fuck with this.
Was she crying?
Yeah.
Like, it's funny, but it's not.
No, this isn't funny at all.
You'll be mad.
So that was
See,
a... You always love
that.
It's funny, but it's not.
She was kind of
not.
Hyperventilating. Yeah.
Yeah. She almost went to her car and sat in it while this was going on. So check
it
out.
Blame her.
But you know what, great payoff.
Yeah.
Oh, it is a
great payoff.
Okay. The thing is that I would be scared. Like even after that, I would be scared to go to my car by myself.
Yeah, she walked to the car when I left.
That's kind of a scary parking lot too at night.
Oh, it's a very scary.
I don't like that parking lot. Yeah.
Where it
at the station?
61?
Yeah.
There's lights. It's
oh,
fine.
But there's
those
bushes.
But there's something. There's something off. God.
Jason.
There's something
so scary.
No, I know. I respect that.
I think it is. But you know what? You're probably right. I don't like the feeling of fear.
No, well, sure.
Do you mind it when you're with other people?
No, that's the thing. Like, I'm kind of feeling like... So Max and I talked about this, and I... I've always been a big advocate for not putting your fears on your children. Like, you just don't say out loud what you're scared of, because then they decide that's what they're scared of.
Very possible.
And I don't want to do that. So I never told Max that I didn't do roller coasters for the longest time. And then when he was old enough to get on a roller coaster, he loved it. And I was like, okay, good.
Yeah.
I don't like roller coasters. He heard me say I wasn't crazy about heights, and I heard him say that recently. I'm not scared. I'm just not crazy. I just don't feel comfortable in an open space that high. Like, if it's enclosed and I can't see anything, then I'm okay. Like, even riding an elevator high, that scares me to death. We went to the top of the Empire State Building, and you have to get off of an elevator because it's not safe for an elevator to go that high and get on another. And I was like, fuck this.
Yeah, no way.
No, I didn't get out. I didn't go outside. I don't know. Yeah, I was just, that's too much. Like, the whole Harry Met Sally and everything, I was like, I can't fucking do it.
Do you get that weird feeling in your...
That's not Harry Met Sally. That's You've Got Mail. That's not You've Got Mail either.
Yeah, they met on the Empire State Building in New Jersey.
No, it's not. That's Seattle. Sleepless in Seattle.
Right. Yeah. Seattle to Super.
So many rom-coms with Meg Ryan. Yeah.
Almost too many, some would say.
Yeah. Well, so that, and then what? So this, so the thing now is the scary stuff. But I don't know. Do you think it's possible for your active imagination to carry over to your children? Because Max can literally sit there and almost scare himself. And I remember doing that when I was little, like just like scary. No one, like,
I don't think anyone's really totally mapped genetics. You know, I don't know. And nonverbal cues, you know that. I mean.
Okay, I guess that really wasn't my real question. I'm just saying we share it.
And kids pick up on stuff like that.
Yeah, but I don't. But do you remember like laying in your room or being home alone for the first time and just being like all the things you could be scared of? Like I remember having a butcher knife from the kitchen and walking in and like opening every shower curtain in the house before I could have a snack after school, like making sure nobody was in the house.
But you were by yourself, though, right?
My little brother was with me. I made him walk behind me. Yeah. I should have made him walk in front of me.
I'm guessing, right. What are you, like, 7 and he's 5?
So it would have been, I was in 4th grade and he was in 2nd grade.
Okay. Yeah. So 9 and 7 or something.
Yeah,
like
yeah, yeah.
Look at the butcher.
Were you prepared to use that butcher knife?
I don't know. I mean, I guess I'd have found out. Maybe I wouldn't be scared if something actually would have happened. You know what I mean? Instead of me just freaking myself out.
Mm-hmm.
Which... I've never told my kids that story, but Max can't shower with the shower curtain all the way closed.
I used to be like that.
Did you really? Yeah.
Or when you're shampooing your hair, you can't keep your eyes closed.
You go in one eye.
Yeah.
I got to use the baby shampoo so I can keep my eyes open.
It's scary.
What's a fear you have out there, Jeffy?
Dying alone.
When I said heights, you kind of shook.
Hey, that's a good one. Yeah,
heights is mine.
Yeah,
I don't like heights at all. Roller coasters, nope. I heard it's not because you're afraid of how high you are; it's afraid that you'll jump.
What?
Jesus Christ!
What?
No, I'm afraid. Really?
Speaking of jump, that jumped up a couple notches.
Yeah,
I'm afraid to get pushed. Like I don't, and I don't know. I mean, maybe I feel like people hate me. Maybe I'm a bad person in my heart. I don't know. But you know, when at the new stadium in Indianapolis, the Colts Stadium, Lucas Oil, there's escalators and they're plexiglass on the sides and they're free. They're like just going up. It's like if you saw a cartoon of an escalator going into heaven, and it's just that's what it looks like.
Yeah.
So it's open on both sides and it goes down really, really far on both sides. I can't, like, my stomach right now is in knots, not from the wings, but from the thought of that escalator. I can't.
I've seen pictures that make me have that funny feeling. It's more of a south of the belly. Mm-hmm. There's like an odd, I don't know if that's a male versus female thing.
Oh, but clenching. Sure.
No, the danger is turning you on.
It's almost like when your balls go up. Is it that feeling kind of?
Sure, maybe a little bit, yeah.
I don't know.
There's
a puckering?
There's sort of this fascination with architecture and experiences of these glass things out hanging over, like up in, I think at the Willis Tower.
In Chicago.
Isn't there a canyon somewhere you can walk out?
There's a canyon that has this horseshoe kind of thing to it that you can, it's all glass.
I don't know how I would do, I don't know.
You couldn't, I bet, yeah. The way you're talking right now, there's no way you could do that.
Yeah, but I don't want to be that way. So I guess I gotta face a fear somewhere. I'm not scared of snakes. I don't care about fucking spiders. Like that stuff doesn't, I don't fuck with my mice. I'll tell you that. I hate mice. Because when I was a little girl, my dad caught a mouse. I wasn't little. I was in high school, I think. Caught a mouse in a mousetrap in the garage and brought it in and tickled the tail on my nose and woke me up for school. Yeah.
Okay. All
right. It's scared. So maybe that's why I don't like dead things or mice.
I killed a mouse with a footstool. I never felt more alive.
Oh, no, you guys. It was the worst thing I've ever seen. Yeah. Threw it and just like concussion. Like I don't even think the mouse was dead. I think it died. Like,
actually, I think remembering it now, I dropped the footstool on him accidentally.
Yeah.
I wanted to cover him.
It was a bucket.
I was going to put the bucket over him and put a piece of paper into the bucket and take him out and let him
out
in the field.
We were renovating, and they had just cut the fields, and all of the windows and doors in our house were open. And my backyard backs up to a field.
And I went over and tried to get this mouse, and man.
I think the mouse moved, and it frightened Chick, and I dropped the bucket.
I dropped the bucket from like 5 feet high and hit him, poor little bastard, right on the head. He killed him.
Yeah. That's so sad.
I felt bad about that.
Yeah. But I feel like we killed another one later. Wasn't there another mouse?
I put traps in there. We had put traps out with the peanut butter. I did find one in a trap one morning.
Yeah, that's gross.
Oh, no. You told me when I put out the traps, you said, okay.
Put them out, but I can't see them.
I can't see them when you catch them. So you check those traps and make sure there's
before
not anything
you leave,
in it.
Before you leave, because
I can't see it. And by God, I was out somewhere, and I was out in the backyard, and I heard her scream, and she'd found one in the pantry.
The pantry.
I know. It was bad. Because we ripped up all of our floors. Like, it was just, it was a bad timing on our part. But I remember there was a mouse outside, and I don't know what happened, but I have the visual. Like, it ran by, and my dad had his boots on, and my dad was able to, it just stepped on it. Yes.
Squish.
Isn't that gross? I don't know. So mice, I feel like mice and flies are bad energy. Like those big black flies.
Flies are gross.
That makes me, there's something about them. Like, I feel like that's bad. Like that comes from someplace bad.
They're vermin.
And hiccups. I've had hiccups like 5 times in the last 24 hours. And I don't get hiccups very often. Started with fucking Caitlin the other day.
I say, you were drinking a bit with Caitlin.
Oh, I couldn't
stop. Believe scientifically it's your diaphragm spasming is what a hiccup is.
No, but I think that it's something on another level. Like you have something to say and you can't get it out. And so it's like the universe going fucking
Jason,
talk.
Always with the open mind.
No, I just love how she operates. It's like she's it's almost, it's not so much what she's saying as she's pissed off at it.
Yeah.
And it's like, I know you're trying to tell me something.
I know I'm trying to tell
you
something.
She's frustrated because she can't figure it out.
I just want to know. Universe, stop the hiccups and tell me what I'm supposed to do.
So this coming Monday is not going to be the Halloween podcast. It's the next one.
The following. We will record on Halloween.
Yeah. Okay. Halloween. All right.
The 31st.
All right.
Okay.
How do you feel about tarantulas?
I really am not. Spiders and snakes don't. I don't like spiders and snakes.
Then that ain't what it takes to love me. Are you fool, you fool?
Are you familiar with the Tarantulas, Chick? The band?
Not the I'm familiar with the Bob Schneider song, Tarantula.
That's true.
The song's called Fork and Spoon for Jeff.
Thank you.
So many
times. Someone gets it.
Yep, that's the Tarantulas, all right. Don't forget, coming up next Saturday, the 29th, Blonde and Brunette will have their annual Halloween party at Alibis on Shadeland and 71st-ish here in Indianapolis. Come on by and say hi.
Woo!
Some well-known area celebrities will be there, I'm sure.
Stuck and Gunner's going to be there?
JeffHibbert.com.
JeffHibbert.com.
Maybe.
Maybe.
You don't know. I'll invite him.
He doesn't let – Gunner could walk there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know he lived that
kind
close.
I could walk there.
Let's give his address.
We all could walk there. This is Chick McGee Show on Podcast One. Can you make that stop?
Tarantula.
Where's Schneider's tarantula?
You don't even like that one.
I do, too. We were singing it live.
Is that kind of like the Spanish vibe one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's the one where we yell when we're drunk at the concert.
Tarantula.
Yeah.
Creepy crawly tarantula.
Yeah, do you guys have a fear? You guys didn't even say. I mean, yours.
Heights, but, yeah, kind of, yeah.
And you have an architectural fear?
No, I'm just saying that that's a thing. I have a fear of disappointing people.
Okay.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like this is something to not say for the very end, right before we signed off.
I can't find Tarantula.
Here, where's your
what album
your
is
thing?
It on?
Give me that.
What album is it on?
He's got it on his.
I don't even.
Did I find it before?
Can we launder our microphone foam?
No.
Okay.
We'll just have God, to get a bunch
can
of
I put an essential oil
we can
in here, you think?
Them now.
They they cost like 5 cents for a microphone condom.
So you can eat it?
Yeah.
I got it. I got it, Chicky.
Sometimes I feel like my hot breath gets caught up in that. Hot breath.
I'm seeing all these.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Tarantula!
As we ramp up to Halloween.
I'm ready.
You know, the veil of this world and the next is the thinnest at this time of year. The spirits are free to go back and forth.
All Hallows Eve.
Maybe we'll reincarnate as a tarantula. Who knows? Who knows? I met a woman down in Mexico. This has been the Chick McGee Show on Podcast One. Tell your friends. ChickMcGee.com, ChickMcGee1, at Jason Hoffey, at The Jess Expo, at JeffVibbert.com.
Woo!
I'm Chick.
Good night, everybody!
Earn 4x gas reward points during the Safeway Anniversary Sale. Look for the shelf tags for the participating items and get great anniversary prices and earn gas reward points too. This week, shop with your club card and pick up Gatorade 8-pack 20-ounce selected varieties 2 for $9 plus CRV. And Lay's potato chips 7.75 to 8 ounces 2 for $5. Maximum gas reward at participating Chevron or Texaco stations is 20 cents per gallon and $1 per gallon at Safeway stations in a single fill-up up to 25 gallons. Other restrictions, limitations, and exclusions apply. See complete details at Safeway.com.
Virginia buries its dead. I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is talking about President Trump's response to the violence in Charlottesville over the weekend at a white supremacist rally.
Those remarks are dividing people. We cannot be dividing people.
Governor McAuliffe told CBS this morning he knows two of the three people who were killed that day.
I have lost three great citizens yesterday, Heather Heyer's funeral. Tomorrow we will have to put to rest Trooper Burke Bates, who had been part of my executive protection detail, and then on Saturday, Lieutenant Jay Cullen, who'd been my pilot. This breaks your heart.
Heather Heyer died when a car rammed a group of protesters. The two Virginia State Troopers were killed while monitoring the rally when their helicopter went down. Prison visitations are off at a state facility or all state facilities in Florida, where they say they have credible intelligence indicating some sort of security threat. There are no details available yet. I'm Rita Foley.